Beyond Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents Bracket Reviews. My name is DeAndre Robertson, and I'm here with three of the best. Starting with CJ. How you doing, CJ?
All right, doing great. You know, this is your boy CJ, broadcasting from the Torture Chamber, aka my place of work. I can't wait to get this show started so I can get my mind off where I'm at.
Indeed. Josh.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy J-Time. Looking forward to doing another draft after having to miss last week. But I'm back and I'm ready. Let's go.
And Casey.
Hi. I am Casey, your disgruntled, hating on technology person for the week. Not going to lie, I'm a little bit pissed off. My laptop took a good, big fat crap on me yesterday, and I'm recording on my phone. So this should be a lot of fun and a lot of interesting because I'm supposed to go live tonight on An Evening at the Movies. So good times. I'm excited for this.
All right, well, it should be good times, like Casey said. All right, so we are going to be doing the middle of the 90s varsity bracket review. All right, so if you don't know how this works, I took the middle 90s for us means 94 to 97. I took 206 movies from the IMDb database, the most popular movies. Excuse me. Then I re-ranked them by the Rotten Tomato scores, the critic scores. Yes, the critic scores, because it's easier to hate on them than the audience. So, did the critic scores, all right? The highest seed, so the top 104 went to varsity, the bottom 104 went to JV. We're going to do the varsity scores. However, if you indulge me, I'm going to pick the movies that did not make varsity nor JV for 94 to 97, and the movies are Four Rooms, Vampire in Brooklyn, Double Dragon, Street Fighter, Dracula, Dead and Loving It, Batman and Robin, Beverly Hills Cop 3, The Specialist, Blank Check, Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, Eye for an Eye, It Takes Two, American Werewolf in Paris, and The Next Karate Kid. Those are the movies that did not make JV nor varsity.
Some of those deserve to not make it, but then there's other ones that were great. I don't get why they're not on
there. Vampire in Brooklyn is an awesome fucking movie.
Thank you.
Vampire in Brooklyn is an awesome damn movie, yes. So, at the time of this recording, we are doing the end of the 90s JV of Varsity for social media. A little announcement. We are not going to be doing Facebook voting anymore. I'm not getting anything from Facebook. So we're not doing it. So, it's literally going based off all of Twitter votes. Now, if there's a tie,
This is going to hurt.
Now, if there's a tie on there, the group of us will pick the tiebreaker. And we know how to do that in our special formula we got on in our chat. So we will pick the tiebreaker. And Chancey says, oh man, how can you leave out The Curse of Michael Myers? I didn't leave it out.
Garbage.
Dre did not make these rankings.
I didn't. Okay. So let's start with, like, again, the middle of the night, middle of the 90s varsity bracket, which is, again, 94 to 97. All right. So here's how this works. The highest seed will always play low seed. There's a bye in the fourth round in the quarterfinals. There will be a third place game, which all of us will be able to vote in because we have social media voting. Yeah, and that's it. And again, I didn't make these rankings, blah, 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 blah. All right, there you go. So, all right, so let's start with the playing games. The playing game. There's four movies in the playing game. The top two will move on. Casey, pick a movie that should move on. Lolita, 1997. When a Man Loves a Woman, 1994. Dumb and Dumber, 1994. And Strange Days, 1995.
Dumb and Dumber.
CJ.
Dumb and Dumber.
Josh.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber shouldn't even been a play, man. That should have been towards the top.
Right?
All right. Well, obviously, everybody said Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber did move on. Also, When a Man Loves a Woman, moved on. All right. So let's go into the bracket. We got number one, Toy Story, 1995, versus number 100, Desperado, 1995. Toy Story wins by by 78% of the total votes.
Yeah, that was a mess.
It's going to happen, but damn. Too bad for Desperado.
Yeah, he had a horrible placement.
Right?
Number two, Before Sunshine, 1995. Versus number 99, Crucible. 1996. And the Crucible wins by 69% of the total votes.
Yeah, I never seen either one of those.
That movie... I had never heard of that movie before, and it was ranked number two.
No, The Crucible was 99. Before Sunshine was number two.
Yeah, that's what that Before Sunshine is the one I'd never heard of before, and it was ranked number two.
Heard of it either.
Before Sunshine, it has Ethan Hawke. And yeah, that's it. So who I know is
just Ethan Hawke. Oh yeah, he carried the shit out of that movie.
Yeah, it's a romance drama,
and it's part of a trilogy.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, okay. Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight.
Wow!
The fuck, y'all doing before all those? All the time.
Never heard of none of the three of them.
Yeah,
right. Same here. I just looked that shit up.
Number three, L.A. Confidential, 1997. Version number 98, True Lies,
1994. Oh, True Lies.
True Lies wins by 69% of the total votes.
Hell yeah. I love that movie.
Good movie.
Number four, Sense and Sensibility, 1995. Version number 97, Muppet Treasure Island, 1996.
Oh, come on, Muppets.
Let's go, Muppets.
Yeah, come on, Muppets.
Muppet Treasure Island wins by 72% of the total votes.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
That was too close.
He got murdered by Muppets.
Hell yeah.
Number five, Sling Blade, 1996. Version number 96, The Fifth Element, 1997.
Oh, that was horrible.
And here I was prepared for Sling Blade to win.
Me too. Oh, nope. Nope.
Metro pass. Multi-pass.
The Fifth Element wins by 66% of the total votes.
Wow, hey, that's how close I thought it would be. Yeah, I thought they were French fried taters. Don't get it.
Number six, Good Will Hunting, 1997. Version number 95, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, 1996.
Oh, this is going to be an interesting matchup right here.
Is it? Because Good Will Hunting wins by 80% of the total votes.
Damn, all right.
So evidently it's not going to be Josh's week for predicting this week.
Apparently not. I just thought, I don't like The Hunchback, but I figured the Disney fans would be out there. And they weren't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was this one done on Facebook too, or no? Was this the last one?
Yeah. No. This all this is done on Facebook as well.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's what I'm gonna miss, because Facebook usually saves the voting.
Right. It's gonna be wild.
Be out there.
We about to be in the Wild Wild West.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but at least Twitter fucking shows up, though, a hell of a lot more than Facebook does.
They do.
I know, yeah. That's the thing, though. They show up for the wrong shit.
Even when we do brackets on an evening at the movies, our freaking Twitter shit is a lot higher than anything that we get on Facebook. So,
all right. Yeah, y'all voting wrong.
Casey, I'm picking on you. What's the better movie?
Okay.
Number 7, Four Weddings and a Funeral, 1994. Or number 94, mm-hmm. Set It Off, 1996.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't like this matchup.
Mm-hmm. It's still February, too, Casey.
Ha!
I'm just messing with you.
Wow.
My people encourage me to vote for Four Weddings and a Funeral, which is not a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination. But fuck, Set It Off is a great fucking movie, too. I'm going to go Set It Off, though.
Okay, but if you had to choose one, which would you choose?
Set It Off, but not by a large margin.
Well, Set It Off did win by 52% of the total votes.
Oh, not by a large margin. All
right. And Amanda says, hey, friends.
Hey, Amanda. Hey,
hi, co-host. You better be resting and feeling better and not falling down the freaking stairs.
Right?
Let's put our arm blast on. Jesus Christ. All right, number 8. Number 8, Apollo 13, 1995. Verse number 93, Forrest Gump, 1994.
Oh, ooh. Damn.
I think Gray should vote for this one. No.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know who Gray would vote for.
Well, Amanda says her voice sounds like ass. The only time I hear ass is when somebody's farting, so... All right, there you go.
But oh, no.
Forrest Gump does win by 73% of the total. I saw her, CJ. I chose to ignore it. All right. Number 9, Speed, 1994. Race number 92, Starship Troopers.
Ooh, Starship Troopers.
1997.
I don't think it's going to win, but man, I love Starship Troopers.
Right, it's a great movie.
Speed wins, a good movie. Speed wins by 59% of the total votes.
Hey, at least it wasn't like.
At least it wasn't a blowout. Yeah.
All right, number 10, Heavenly Creatures, 1994. Written number 91, Serial Mom, 1994.
Oh wow! Really.
On Facebook alone, Serial Mom wins by 100% of the votes. Serial mm-hmm. Mom wins by 78% of the total votes.
Serial Mom's on the list, but I added
votes.
Yeah.
For mail. And Amanda, though, that's my phone, who was Siri, thought I said, "Hey Siri." Serial Mom. But Serial Mom.
How is Serial Mom on the list of Empire and Brooklyn?
Well, Amanda says Serial Mom.
Yeah, I just, no.
All
right. She also likes the original Halloween movie.
Hey.
Number 11, Bullets Over Broadway, 1994. Versus number 90, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, 1997. Now, I watched Bullets Over Broadway for the first time. Questions bracket. And it's not a bad movie. Okay. However, though... Voters thought it was because it lost by 95% of total votes.
Damn. Maybe they didn't think it was a bad movie. It's like the other movie.
I mean, Austin Powers is funny as shit.
Yeah, for real.
Hell, it came back a second and third time and repeated the same fucking jokes over and over and over again.
I say funny as shit is a tough one to say. Just saying funny as shit. Okay.
Yeah.
And Amanda says, shut your mouth about Halloween.
I know. I see that. Yeah,
I should go get you.
All right. Yeah. Let's pick on CJ. CJ, what's a better movie? What's a better movie? Number 12, Wolf, 1994. Or number 89, Sleepers, 1996.
Oh, both these movies.
On Facebook, this was a 50-50 split. Sleepers wins by 55% of the total votes.
All right.
And Amanda said Wolf was so bad. Not according to Rotten Tomatoes. See?
Yeah. But Rotten Tomatoes is garbage, of course.
Well, I mean, we do say fuck Rotten Tomatoes in the network, so.
We do.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what its audience score is.
So, okay. So the Rotten Tomatoes score, I mean, it wasn't the big Rotten Tomatoes score. We don't see that right now. It wasn't the big Rotten Tomatoes score. And the audience score was much lower than that.
Yeah. Right. The audience score is usually closer to what it really is.
The audience score is 43%. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I lost anyway, so it is what it is.
Right. Right.
Number 13, Hamlet, 1996. Versus number 88, Rob Roy, 1995. Rob Roy wins by 56% of the total votes.
Mel Gibson doing Hamlet is just not.
Oh, that's what that movie was?
Yes.
No, that don't even sound right.
Number 14, The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, 1994. Verse number 87, The Santa Claus, 1994. The Santa Claus wins by 69% of the total votes. I think this is bullshit. I think it's bullshit and a half. Yes. First of all, The Santa Claus it's not a good movie to me. I will say that right now. It's not.
Okay. Well, Dre don't like Christmas either.
But have you read the other movie?
The Adventures of Priscilla is a great fucking movie.
Look, I like them both. I knew Santa Claus was going to win because the nostalgia and Christmas and shit. But Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is a damn good movie. And it's actually a better movie than The Santa Claus.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Oh, you got to watch it, bro. Like, put it on your list.
I don't know. I did that. Yeah, last time y'all told me to do that, I did it. I watched the movie, and the movie was garbage.
What movie?
I need to go look it up. It was the one where they're all salesmen and shit. Like, dude, like, yeah, it had a lot of great acting, but the movie was boring.
Glenn Ross?
The acting was phenomenal. It's just they weren't doing shit. Like all the fucking time. They just talked like the whole time. And then like the reveal wasn't much of a reveal. I'm like, that's it? Yeah, and then the movie was over. I'm like, I wasted my time on that? No, fuck that. I was mad. I was so heated that I watched that.
Well, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is about drag queens. So, I mean.
Hold up. Let me write that down.
Exactly.
The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And Amanda says, I adore the Santa Claus. I do not. All right, number 15, there's Last Seduction, 1994. Birth number 86, My Best Friend's Wedding, 1997. My Best Friend's Wedding wins by 80% of the total votes.
Right.
This is just the right
down. Yeah.
Coffee's for closers. All right. Number 16.
That shit was funny, though. He fucked the shit out of that dude. They put the coffee down. I'm like, I'm a grown man. You can't leave. Stop making me do that. Nah, you got to fight.
Number 16, That Thing You Do, 1996. Verse number 85, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, 1996. That Thing You Do wins by 57% of the total votes.
Are you serious?
Now, I think this is bullshit.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me personally. I love Tom Hanks. And, I mean, it is what it is. But Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, to me, and I'm ready to, listen, I'm ready for all the smoke, to me is Leonardo DiCaprio's best fucking role.
Oh, is that the one where they got guns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. They got,
yep.
To
John Leguizamo in a serious role, boy. He played that. He was a hell of a Mercutio, boy.
Death to all your houses.
Dude, that shit was sick.
That movie
I see many versions of Romeo and Juliet. Now it's my favorite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amanda says Shakespeare is too hard for some people. I don't see how. Me personally, because it's just Shakespeare. They didn't change the dialogue, which I mean, some people can't follow Shakespearean dialogue. I understand that, yeah. But how they modernize the dialogue, fucking phenomenal. So,
it helps significantly if you can see what's going on compared to reading the damn words.
Well, it's funny though, because the same people Shakespeare be hard for, the same people love Sons of Anarchy, and that's just Hamlet.
Yeah, basically,
right?
Yeah,
wow.
Basically, yeah. I think about it now. Now, shit, you're 100% right. That shit basically hit him.
Why do you think like that? That's crazy. Damn.
I can't take credit for thinking like that because that was Kurt Sutter's intention. But
no, he's come out and said it thousands of times in interviews that that's exactly what he was going for with Sons of Anarchy.
Nice,
right?
Congrats. Because now I see that. Now I see that shit hard. Like I see that shit. Now I'm thinking about the last shit differently now. Anyway, all right. Let's finish this. Number 17, Fargo. Don't you know? Next 96. I legally have to say it. So there you go.
Oh yeah.
Version number 84, The Island of Dr. Maru. 1996. Fargo, don't you know, wins by 80% of the total votes.
Hell yeah.
Good ass movie. Have to do it at least one more round.
I can't do it. That movie just gets on my nerves.
Really? You know what, though? It is one of those type of movies. You either love it or you can't stand it.
Without her, I'd be able to watch it. But that accent gets on my nerves so much. I used to not be able to watch that show, Bobby's World, because of my mom. I was like, just bugs me so much.
Yeah. Wait till you gotta talk to somebody who really talked like that in real life.
Yeah, I have, and I had to walk away. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we got the bar. I'm like, all right, cool. I need to go over here.
You stay the hell out of Minnesota, CJ.
Minnesota. I would not be trying to go to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck them tiny colas.
Number 18, Judge Dredd, 1995. Number 83, Leon the Professional, 1994.
Ooh.
Leon the Professional wins by 64% of the total votes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Number 19, Boogie Nights, 1997. Version number 82, Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion, 1997. Boogie Nights wins by 59% of the total votes.
Okay, at least it was close. I think Romeo and Michelle was going to win it, but...
Yeah, I was really hoping for it.
Well, I mean, technically, Romeo and Michelle was the most listened to and viewed episode of An Evening at the Movies last year. Just saying.
Yeah. Really? It's a damn good movie, man. Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Number 20, The Lion King, 1994. Version number 81, Copland, 1997.
This better not even be close.
On Facebook alone, The Lion King wins by 100% of the votes.
Okay.
The Lion King wins by 87 of the total votes.
Nice. Yeah.
I do want to say this, though. Copland was not bad. It was not, actually. It was not. It was actually a pretty good fucking movie. It was not bad at all.
It's victim of the matchup, though, against the Lion King, though.
Yeah, you're going to win against Lion King, though.
Oh, right?
Definitely not. But I watched it for this bracket. It's like, oh, shit, this is a fucking, what's his name? Sylvester Stallone, man. He's a serious actor, but he's not talking so much, so you can understand him. Like, this shit's great. Number 21, Ed Wood, 1994. Version number 80, Freeway, 1996. Ed Wood wins by 58% of the total votes.
Good, because Freeway pissed me the fuck off.
Number 22, Little Women, 1994. version number 79, Friday, 1995. Now, I want to say something, right? Little Women wasn't on the top 104 of this shit. It was Emily forced me to put that shit in, and then I told her that I would put it in and then we rank it. So when I ranked it, that's how high Little Women went. It was Kurt Russell's phenomenal movie. I never saw before.
Fantastic movie.
I never saw before. I can't say yay nay to it. Yay or nay to if it's good or not. However, though, the voters said it's not because the voters picked Friday for 84% of the votes.
Because it's Friday.
All right. I mean, pretty much.
Well, there's not really much you can do there.
Not really. It wasn't a Friday vote.
Yeah. You can plug a lot of movies in that spot, and they're going to lose to Friday.
Apparently, not everybody likes Little Women.
All right. Number 23.
Little Women wasn't a bad movie, but it's not Friday.
Number 23, Legends of the Fall, 1994. Version number 78, Braveheart, 1995.
Oh, Braveheart will kill it.
Braveheart wins by 70%.
Should have been higher.
Of total votes. I'm sorry, Amanda says Little Women is not shit. Who said Little Women shit?
No, we like Little Women. Little Women was a good movie.
Yeah, we all.
We just said it wasn't beating Friday.
I said I never watched before, so I can't see yay nay to it. So I want to make sure we're so clear. I want to say I don't want any smoke with feminists. We did not say that.
I was saying smoke. Little Women is the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, because you said I had to put that shit. I said about everything. I said about it. Okay, I put the movie Little Women in there.
Yeah. Shit in the figure of speech. Shit can be anything.
Okay. To make sure that I won't get pissing anybody off there. All
right. Yeah. Yeah, that army come for you.
I know. It's almost March, too. So.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be marching up Jay's ass.
All right, number 24, Disclosure, 1994. Verse number 77, The Game, 1997. The Game wins by 58% of the total votes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 25, Pulp Fiction, 1994. Verse number 76, Primal Fear, 1996.
Oh, geez. Hell with cheese.
Pulp Fiction wins by 78% of the total votes.
I don't know what y'all gassing for. Y'all, everybody knew Pulp Fiction was going to win.
Right?
That's right, my month is coming.
Number 26, Matilda, 1996. Version number 75, Air Force One, 1997.
Damn.
Get off my plane.
Get off my plane. Yes, I love it.
So the minute says, tell me if you ever watched Primal Fear without watching Primal Fear. I mean, I can watch Primal Fear how much you want, but it's the way in hell is beating Pulp Fiction.
Right?
Yeah, no, CJ, she didn't know like the good movies. I understand that. We are
whatever. The first time you watch Pulp Fiction is cool, it's great. Yeah, after that, it's not as, I don't know, it just didn't have the same impact. There's a lot of boring.
You don't watch Pulp Fiction nor the other one he did, the first one he did, Reservoir Dogs for the action. There's some things happening, but all that shit just all dialogue, especially Reservoir Dogs.
I know.
Reservoir Dogs is just pure dialogue. If you don't like dialogue, then you shouldn't watch it. So it's still most of Pulp Fiction, like 90% of Pulp Fiction is dialogue.
It's all
dialogue.
No, that was his attempt to go out and literally write a movie and not visually create a movie, just straight up linguistically write the damn movie.
I never said I didn't like Pulp Fiction. I just said, I think people just like them way higher and way better than it actually is.
Well, Primal Fear is a masterclass in twist, Amanda says. All right, so we are for Matilda versus Air Force One. Air Force One wins by 63% of the total votes. I like to say that I voted for Matilda.
Yeah, Matilda should have won that one. I love Air Force One, but Matilda's the shit. I love that movie.
Well, make the big kid eat the cake.
Yeah,
just smash the fucking foot over his head. Number 27, Face Off, 1997. Version number 74, I Must Die, 1997. Face Off wins by 83% of the total votes. Give us free. That quote. Number 28, The Shawshank Redemption, 1994. Version number 73, Tales from the Hood, 1995.
Hey, the first Tales from the Hood is actually not that bad.
It's not that. Listen.
It is not Shawshank Redemption.
I want to say this right now. Only two movies ever scared me in my life. I would watch horror movies like they're fucking comedies, because they are to me, actually. I laugh hard as shit at some certain things.
Yeah.
But it's only two movies that ever scared me. Well, two things that ever scared me. One, it was the miniseries It. That shit scared the fuck out of me. That shit made me hate clowns. Quick story. I almost beat up Ron McDonald at a fundraiser one time. Real shit, right? And then Tales from the Hood, and not because it was scary, not because it's scary, but because
was it the dolls?
My fox mom had those porcelain fucking dolls.
I hate them.
And I swear, after I watched that fucking movie, I swear the motherfuckers move. They motherfuckers move. No, Minute Set T. No, Get Out didn't scare me. The reason I love Get Out because of what represented. Good, Get Out didn't scare me. No, don't get me wrong. I took things from Get Out that I don't like that didn't happen, because I mean, the T shit. No, like, no white people can stare T in front of me at all. I don't give a damn who you are. No old white lady can stare T in front of me at all.
I ain't gonna lie. I freeze my tracks so I can see a T set. I think I gotta go.
You're not gonna make me do a 10 now. My man started running. They hit the knee.
Hold on.
All right. So Shawshank did win by 86% of the total votes. Number 29, Quick and Dead, 1995. Version number 72, Casino, 1995. Casino wins by 82% of the total votes.
Yeah, that's not a surprise at all.
Did you say Quick and Dead, TJ?
Yeah.
No, I love them. You out of your damn mind.
Hey, over Casino?
Casino. No.
I knew it was going to win over Casino, but yeah. I still agree. I still hope.
A man says, and then while he was running, was bananas. Yep, he hit that mean run. The mean 90. Listen, the God is truth. If I had him on my football team, I can get 200 yards from that window.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing was unnerving as hell too. Because I mean, he was running so fast, like I was holding my chair ready to jump up out the way.
and it came a social media icon. Like everybody was doing the Get Out run. Everybody was doing
yeah.
The
yeah.
All right, number 30, Leaving Las Vegas, 1995. Version number 71, Wes Craven's New Nightmare, 1994.
Ooh, damn. Leaving
Las Vegas wins by 59% of the total votes. That is a very, very, let's say, traumatizing movie.
It really is. Leaving Las Vegas is a good movie, but it's a hard to watch movie.
Yeah, which one was that one?
It's
Nicolas Cage, where he's an alcoholic, drinking himself to death in Vegas.
Spoiler alert. Yes, he definitely legitimately drinks himself to death.
Hey, the movie is almost over two decades old, so if you ain't seen it yet and you got spoiled just now, my bad, but you should have watched it by now.
Yeah, he legitimately drunk himself to death, which was and then as soon as he's about to stop, he said, "I'm going." He said, "I'm going to get his life together." He just X's on the eyes.
So wow, damn, that's fucked
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I figured it was Nicolas Cage, but I couldn't remember what movie it was. But then he's done so many in Vegas.
Yeah, I agree with Amanda completely. New Nightmare, fantastic concept. It went meta well beyond Cabin in the Woods and all that other shit. But the acting wasn't very good. But every time I rewatch a New Nightmare, I enjoy it more. So it's not a bad movie. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, I watched it again this season. I mean, this last Halloween. I did think it was way better than I remembered it was, but not the greatest of movies, but it was still pretty good.
All right.
Number 31, James and the Giant Peach, 1996. Versus number 70, The Jungle Book. No, sorry, Rudyard Kipling's. Sorry, I fucked the name up.
Rudyard Kipling's, yeah.
Yeah. The Jungle Book. Well, lost anyway. James Giant Peach wins by 16.
Yeah, I was about to say.
James Giant Peach. That complicated shit loses out because then he doesn't have to say it again.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Jungle Book.
Yep. Might as well.
All right. Number 32, Men in Black, 1997. Versus number 69, GoldenEye, 1995.
Here come the Men in Black.
All right, Men in Black wins by 78% of the total votes. The only thing, I've said it before. I'm not the biggest 007 guy. I'm not. I think most of them are boring. I saw Casino Royale, which was pretty good to me. The only thing good about GoldenEye was the game.
Yeah, the game, amazing.
Love the game.
The game is one of the best games of all time. GoldenEye. Do I think there's one game, truly game in 64, that was better to me, and that was Perfect Dark? Besides that, GoldenEye was still a good game.
Right, and Perfect Dark should be better because it was taking everything about GoldenEye and just making it better with like spies and a little more technology.
Make you laugh more futuristic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Number 33, The American President, 1995. Version number 68, The Client, 1994. The American president wins by 70% of the total votes. Number 34, Clerks. Birth number 67, The Mask. Both in 1994. The Mask wins by 62% of the total votes.
Okay,
cool. Yep.
Number 35, Trainspotting, 1996. Version number 66, Mars Attacks, 1996. Mars Attacks wins by 62% of the total votes. Now, I watched Trainspotting for the first time this year, and that shit's horrible. That shit is fucking
Thank
horrible.
Thank you.
I'm so glad somebody else feels that same. I don't know why people love it so much. Yeah. It's like...
I guess if you got picked, if you got melanin, you allergic to it. Dang, I was like, all my melanin challenge friends love that movie. I'm like,
didn't they like make a TV show based on it too? Like, those on HBO Max or some shit?
I don't know.
They may have.
There's a second one that came out in 2017, Trainspotting 2.
Got you.
And then there was a TV series as well, but it was only in the UK.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number 36, Heat, 1995. Rank number 65, Scream, 1996. Scream wins by 66% of the total votes. I 1,000% disagree with this. I love Scream. So I love slasher movies. I love horror slasher movies. I understand. I understand what Scream did for the slasher genre. I want to say that right now. It's not better than the fucking Heat. Heat is a masterclass. God is truth. If you take acting classes, especially in the East Coast or in New York, they make you remember the dialogue from Heat, from when Robert De Niro and Scarface.
Pacino.
They make you remember that. That's a master class of dialogue. That shit is fucking amazing. He was looking great. I'm not mad screaming Muldoon, but I do think that he was a better movie than Scream, me personally.
It was. Yeah, the thing is, just that scene alone is fucking phenomenal.
You, sir, are a bad guy. I am the police.
You're the flip side of that coin.
All right, Pickle Josh. Josh, what's a better movie? Number 37, Tomorrow Never Dies, 1997, or number 64, While You Were Sleeping, 1995?
Oh, damn.
It ain't that hard.
Well, it's hard for me because I don't like either movie.
Oh, really? Oh, damn.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain romantic movies I like, but I'm a rom-com guy, so I'd never care for While You're Sleeping. And I'm like Dre in that, like, I like the concept of James Bond movies, and I always want to get into them, but I struggle to get into them. If I had to pick one, though, I'm picking Tomorrow Never Dies, but I'm sure While You're Sleeping one.
This was a Friday vote night. If people,
wow.
This is our first Friday vote, and people that, if you knew, Friday, when we first started these brackets, won by 50.5% of the total votes, as close as we can get. It won like three times in a row. So every time we get a 50.5 vote, it's called a Friday vote. This is a Friday vote. And While You're Sleeping wins by 50.5% of the total votes.
Okay.
Number 38, The Usual Suspects, 1995. Versus number 63, Clueless, 1995.
Oh, Lord.
Anything but Clueless.
The Usual Suspects wins by 59% of the total votes.
That now,
I am on record, and I want all the smoke. Anybody want to get smoke? I want all the smoke. Clueless is a horrible movie now.
It really is.
It is a horrible movie now. If you... I don't know a man's going.
You comment from Amanda.
Wow.
I understand what it did from the 90s, especially white 90s, because it wasn't the black 90s at all. So I understand what it did from the 90s. I understand that with a passion. But this is 2024.
The movie does not hold up now, at all.
It does not hold up to me at all. It does not to me.
Okay? Oh, absolutely. Like, I know we had this conversation before, but like, I'm with you 100%. Like, I used to love it, and then, like I said, I realized my nostalgia for the TV show is why I liked it, because rewatching that movie was rough.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, man. Yeah. Yeah, I rewatched it like one time a few years back. Like, oh, why did you tell myself? Yeah, it really messes you up.
All right, Casey, I'm picking on you.
Yes, sir.
Better movie, number 39, 12 Monkeys, 1995. Or number 62, Naked Gun, 33 and 1/3, The Final Insult, 1994. Damn, all crack right there, huh? Jesus.
John. I know, right? After all the smoke is.
Yeah. I'm gonna say quality wise, I'll pick 12 Monkeys only because I think Naked Gun falls in that same category like Austin Powers, where they kind of sort of repeat the same jokes over and over and over again. So, not that I didn't enjoy Naked Gun, but 12 Monkeys is probably a better overall movie.
So, this is a true Friday votes. And when I say true Friday vote, which means that it was 50-50 on Twitter and 50-50 on Facebook.
You had to flip a coin?
I had to flip a coin. And Naked Gun 33 and then third. Wow. Wins
for a flip a coin. Yeah, 12 Monkeys just definitely won that.
I ain't gonna lie, man. 12 Monkeys... I don't get it, dude. I love sci-fi stuff, but I don't care for that movie. I find it really boring. Yeah. Like, I like the concept. It's just like the 12 Monkeys TV show. I love the time travel concept and everything. I wanted to like it, but I get bored by it.
Yeah, I never watched a TV show. I actually had to watch 12 Monkeys twice. I can get what's going on.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch the TV show. 12 Monkeys was okay. The movie wasn't bad to me, but it wasn't enough to make me go, oh, is that a TV show? Let me watch it. Number 40, Swingers, 1996. Verse number 61, Clear and Present Danger, 1994. Swingers wins by 55% of the total votes. Number 41, Jackie Brown, 1997. Verse number 60, Gross Point Blank, 1997. Jackie Brown wins by 67% of the total votes. Rest in peace to Chris Tucker's character. They did that man dirty. he said, get in the truck.
It was his own fault. He did that to himself.
Is that my job giving this truck? that's a funny ass scene right there.
It is. This is looking hilarious.
All right. CJ, pick one of you. Better movie. Number 42, Donnie Brasco, 1997. Or number 59, Scream 2, 1997.
I don't want to Scream 2.
Donnie Brasco wins by 53% of the total votes.
Yeah. All right. I show him Donnie Brasco.
Josh.
The only place that Scream 2 was the beginning.
Josh, I'm picking on you because you breathe the heart. All right. So. Number 43, Titanic, 1997. Race number 58, Hercules, 1997.
I mean, seriously, come on. We know who's going to win.
I mean, Titanic's going to win, but it shouldn't because that movie's not that good. It's highly overrated. Where Hercules was a damn good movie. I like Disney's Hercules.
I'm not saying shit because you all know Amanda's coming for your asses now.
Oh, she can. I'll take that back. That Titanic... I'll put the last half hour of Titanic up against a lot of different movies. But the whole movie in general, no, fuck that. It's just too long and boring.
Mm-hmm. By 52% of the votes, Hercules win.
Yes.
What? Yeah, did it? Yep. Good Hercules. Stuff, Disney people. Good stuff.
Yeah. Zero to hero in no time flat. Zero to hero. Just like that. Yeah.
All right. Number 44, G.I. Jane, 1997. Verse number 57, Gattaca, 1997.
Ooh.
G.I. Jane wins by 66% of the total votes. And Amanda says, nope, I'm not saying anything, Casey. It's not even worth it anymore. Number 45, Bound, 1996. Verse number 56, The Rainmaker, 1997. The Rainmaker wins by 75% of the total votes. I did like The Rainmaker. I watched it. And it has a good cast. It has Matt Damon, Danny DeVito, and it has Mickey Rourke. And then one other person too. Who remember? It's about lawyers that about quicker lawyers, and it just
so the documentary.
No, it's about quicker lawyers. And Matt Damon just get out of law school and all that kind of good shit, and he needs a job. And it just wasn't interesting to me. It was just oh well, guess what? Number 46, The Ice Storm, 1997. Verse number 55, Liar Liar, 1997.
Oh, Liar Liar.
The Liar Liar wins by 87% of the total votes. However, though, The Ice Storm was actually pretty good. It was not bad.
And in your bra.
Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Christina Ricci did the same Thanksgiving, basically the same Thanksgiving speech she did on Anthony Vios in this movie as well.
Okay, that's the one where she does the same thing.
Yeah, but however, though, I mean, it's weird though. She tried to fuck everybody and shit. Like she's like 12. she tried to fuck everybody. Like with her neighbors, both her neighbors' kids, and yeah, like it was so weird. And then the neighbors fucking each other and they didn't know about it. And they did a swingers party. It was weird. It was some weird shit going on. But it wasn't bad though.
Yeah, so she's preparing for a character in Black Panther.
All right, number 47, As Good as It Gets, 1997. Number 54, Pocahontas, 1995. As Good as It Gets wins by 61% of the total votes.
Awesome.
Number 48, Dolores Claiborne, 1995. Number 53, The Birdcage, 1996.
Oh, son of a bitch.
The Birdcage wins by 84% of the total votes.
You got a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's some bullshit.
Q's Casey's another Casey rant. Because number 49, The Crow, 1994.
Oh, so
verse number 52,
1995.
Oh,
this is a horrible fucking matchup. I don't care who you are.
Wow.
My God.
Seven wins by 64% of the total votes.
Man. I'm okay with Seven beating it, but that's a little bit big of a fucking margin, in my opinion.
Because Commander says, come on, we all know Seven's better.
Yeah.
All right. And then last but not least in this match, in this round, number 50.
Bullshit.
Number 50, Jerry Maguire, 1996. Versus number 51, Anastasia, 1997.
Show me the money.
Jerry Maguire wins by 80% of the votes.
Damn.
Now.
Fuck Tom Cruise. Fuck Scientology.
Now, we have a group of a cohort of podcasters that try to predict who you guys will vote for. And actually, the person that won, and we're going to say what he picked, but the person that won was Casey. This one.
Nice.
Pretty sure I picked the Crow, though.
You did, and they lost. I mean, let me tell you, they did. All right. Yeah. So
that says more about us, though. One of his picks lost in the first round. He still won.
He still won because he had 3 out of 4.
Exactly. That says more about us than this about him.
All right, we're on round two. We got Toy Story versus When a Man Loves a Woman. Toy Story wins on Facebook alone by 100% of the votes. It wins by 97% of the total votes.
Damn. I mean, we've done enough of these brackets to know Toy Story ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
So right. Amanda said, don't ever stop fucking me, but...
Wait, what? BMI co-host.
I know...
Yeah, does that mean for us?
I know she's saying about the movie, but I don't know which movie it is. And she said, I watched the movie with my parents. Okay. I'm just gonna keep it going. Okay.
What movie was that?
She says from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, it's Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, when he's banging away on the freaking abusive aerobic lady that punches him in the fucking eye.
Yeah. Okay.
I like her. Anybody that punches Tom Cruise deserves my respect.
Next, Good Will Hunting versus Dumb and Dumber. Good Will Hunting wins by 59% of the total votes. Speed versus The Crucible. Speed wins by 84% of the total votes. That Thing You Do versus True Lies. True Lies wins by 68% of the total votes.
Damn right.
Hell yeah.
Fargo, don't you know? Versus Muppet Treasure Island.
Bye, Fargo.
Call Muppets, call Muppets.
Fargo wins by 69% of the total votes.
Don't you know?
Yeah.
Boogie Nights versus The Fifth Element. The Fifth Element wins by 60% of the total votes.
Okay.
The Lion King versus Set It Off. The Lion King wins by 80% of the total votes.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah,
the monster. Water them all.
Amanda says, justice for the Muppets. Ed Wood versus Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump wins by 89% of the total votes.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ed Wood, but it ain't. Well, 89%, that's probably a little bit too fucking close.
Tuh. All right. Wow. Pulp Fiction versus Serial Mom.
Oh.
Pulp Fiction wins by 80% of the total votes.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Not CJ's mind.
No, against Serial Mom, yeah.
All right. I forgot who I picked on first. I'm just going to go back to order. Case and pickle you now. Better movie, Face Off or Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery?
Not even fucking close. Face Off.
Right. On Facebook, this was a 50-50 split.
Oh, fuck Facebook.
Austin Powers wins by 60% of the total.
What? See, what? That's a bullshit Twitter be pulling.
It beat Face Off. That's crazy, man.
Thank you, Amanda. Uncomfortable Swine. Yeah.
I'm still mad we never got a sequel to that. They were promising it for a long time.
The Shawshank Redemption versus Sleepers. Shawshank wins by 85% of the total votes.
Too fucking close.
Leaving Las Vegas versus Rob Roy. Leaving Las Vegas wins by 80% of the votes. James and the Giant Peach versus the Santa Claus. The Santa Claus wins by 68% of the total votes. Men in Black versus My Best Friend's Wedding. On Facebook alone, Men in Black wins by 100% of the votes.
Ooh.
Men in Black wins by 94% of the total votes.
Yeah, that's a blowout.
Yeah, it is.
The American President versus Lean Out Professional. Leon the Professional wins by 58% of the total votes. All right, CJ, fuck what you know.
All right.
Better movie, The Usual Suspects or Friday?
Usual Suspects.
Friday wins by 51% of the total votes.
Almost a Friday vote.
Right.
What was Friday vote?
Yeah.
Swingers versus Braveheart. Braveheart wins by 69% of the total votes. All right. Wait, Josh, what the fuck would you know? Better movie, Jackie Brown or The Game?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Jackie Brown, but it wouldn't surprise me if The Game won.
So before I go on, Amanda says My Best Friend Wedding's pissed me off now.
Why? I actually like that movie.
So, you and Jackie Brown, Josh?
Yeah, Jackie Brown.
On Facebook, this was a 50-50 split.
Ha ha.
Jackie Brown wins by 52% of the total votes.
There you go.
Yeah. Good movie. Let's go.
Come on, get it, girl.
Donnie Brasco versus Air Force One. Air Force One wins by 69% of the total votes. G.I. Jane versus Casino. Casino wins by 76% of the total votes.
Okay.
As Good as It Gets versus The Mask. The Mask wins by 67% of the total votes. Jerry Maguire versus Mars Attacks. Jerry Maguire wins by 72% of the total votes. Seven versus Scream. Seven wins by 73% of the total votes.
Fuck Seven.
Well, we moved on.
Okay.
Seven is amazing. What are you talking about?
And Amanda says she about My Best Friend's Wedding. She tried to break up the wedding. She didn't want him. She just didn't want anyone else to have him.
That's right. She tried to put him on a shelf.
Yeah, that's her backup.
The birdcage versus the while you were sleeping. The birdcage wins by 68% of the total votes. Liar, Liar versus Naked Gun 33 and a third. The final insult. Liar, Liar wins by 72% of the total votes.
Thank you.
And last but not least, The Rainmaker versus Hercules. Hercules wins by 63% of total votes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Fuck Hercules, too.
Yeah, them gospel girls be singing, boy.
They do. Singing, not singing, singing.
Singing.
They be singing.
And Facebook user, I'm not sure who it is, says, Liar Liar is frustrating.
Hell yeah, if you haven't told you those times, that'd be frustrating as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not supposed to be emotionally stimulating. It's a fucking funny movie.
Well, so this is Kendra. I'm not sure why Kendra is.
Kendra has a valid opinion, but.
All right. Hercules. It says Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
Yes.
Don't you realize that Hercules beat Titanic in the first round?
Oh.
That's what it is. If you're going to do that, your hands got to spread out.
Yeah, they got to do it. They got to see that. They got to wait.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
All right. Y'all protect the nails.
We're on round three. The highest seeded movie will automatically go to the quarterfinals. We have Toy Story versus True Lies. Toy Story wins by 62% of the total votes. It will automatically go into the quarterfinals.
Oh, damn.
Casey, I'm going to fuck with you now.
Bring it on.
Good Will Hunting or The Fifth Element?
The Crow.
Yeah, that shit is gone. So,
so Good Will Hunting or The Fifth Element?
Yep.
Good Will Hunting's an award-winning movie. I enjoy The Fifth Element more, so I'm going to go with The Fifth Element.
Good Will Hunting wins by 52% of the total votes.
Fucking these voters are trying to fuck with me today.
Speed versus Speed versus Forrest Gump.
Speed.
Forrest Gump wins by 75% of the total votes. Fargo, don't you know? Actually, matter of fact, CJ, I'm picking on you.
Okay. Ready?
Yep. Got Fargo, don't you know?
Ugh.
Or Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Okay, that's the first Austin Powers, so I'm going to Austin Powers.
And Austin Powers, actually on Twitter, this is a 50-50 split, but Austin Powers wins by 51% of the total votes.
See, Facebook saved it again. Come on, Facebook.
All right, got The Lion King versus The Santa Claus. The Lion King wins by 80% of the total votes.
Mm-hmm.
Got Pulp Fiction versus Leon the Professional. Pulp Fiction wins by 70% of the total votes.
Okay.
You have The Shawshank Redemption versus Friday. Shawshank wins by 69% of the total votes.
That is too damn close.
Yeah, Leaving Las Vegas versus Braveheart. Braveheart wins by 77% of the total votes.
Good. Glad we got that depressing movie out here.
We got Men in Black versus Air Force One. Men in Black wins by 81% of the total votes. We got Jackie Brown versus Casino. Casino wins by 74% of the total votes.
Mm.
All right, Josh, pick on you now.
All right.
Better movie. Jerry Maguire or The Mask?
Oh. You know what? I kind of feel like Jerry Maguire is overrated. I still think it's going to win, but The Mask is a damn good, entertaining movie.
Bro.
So, The Mask wins 51% of the total votes.
Yeah. Wow. The mask is fantastic because it was like the first time you got to see that Looney Tunes style animation, but done in real life. And the graphics still stand up pretty well. The comic book's way better, of course, because it's a lot more serious. Mm-hmm. Not that Jerry Maguire is a bad movie. I just think it's a little overrated.
I've only watched The Mask once every like 3 or 4 years, but I'm over it.
All right. Seven versus Hercules. Seven wins by 78% of the total votes. And then we got, last but not least, we got The Birdcage versus Liar Liar. Liar Liar wins by 66% of the total votes. So we're on round four.
That is true. What Amanda is saying about Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, sorry.
Because they did do that first, but they only did in a few scenes, and a lot of it was still cartoon with live action, where The Mask was completely live action. But yeah, Roger Rabbit did do that first.
So I didn't see Amanda said, she's absolutely right. Amanda said, who framed Roger Rabbit for the Looney Tunes style. But then you got to realize, again, just like Josh said, that no, Who Framed Roger Rabbit actually had Looney Tunes in it. So there you go. All right, so we're on round four. Toy Story, so I'm back into the quarterfinals. The lower part of this bracket will automatically go to the final four. We have Good Will Hunting versus Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump wins by 72% of the total votes. We have The Lion King versus Austin Powers International Man of Mystery. The Lion King wins by 69% of the total votes. We have Pulp Fiction versus Braveheart. Pulp Fiction wins by 70% of the votes. We have Shawshank Redemption versus Casino. Shawshank wins by 63% of the total votes. We have Men in Black versus The Mask. Men in Black wins by 72% of the total votes. And we have Seven versus Liar Liar. And Seven wins by 75% of the total votes.
Cheating bastard.
So we're on the quarterfinals, and the movie that automatically goes on to the final four is The Shawshank Redemption.
Nice.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So we need to see what other three movies will go to the final four with it. So Casey, what's the better movie, Toy Story or Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump wins by 67% of the total votes.
Damn right.
CJ, what's the better movie, The Lion King or Seven?
The Lion King.
The Lion King wins by 55% of the total votes.
Damn, that was too close.
Josh, Pulp Fiction or Men in Black?
Men in Black.
Pulp Fiction wins by 59% of the total votes.
Oh, don't get wrong.
Yeah, I like Pulp Fiction a lot, but ain't better than Men in Black.
So,
I agree.
The final four. And the final four has all four movies are from 1994.
94 was
one of the best years of movies.
Yeah.
And then we have Pulp Fiction sucks, and I'm pretty sure this is saying Kendra saying that.
I agree.
That would be Kendra.
So the final four is The Lion King versus Forrest Gump and Pulp Fiction versus Shawshank Redemption. The winner will go to the finals. The losers will go to the third place game. We'll have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4.
All right.
Let's see. Casey, what's a better movie, The Lion King or Forrest Gump?
God damn. I'm going to go Forrest Gump, but I honestly could care less which one goes on.
CJ, who's a better movie, Forrest Gump or Lion King?
Lion King.
Yeah, CJ.
Yeah.
Josh?
They're both top tier. And if Forrest Gump had musical numbers, it'd be winning, but it don't, so I'm going Lion King. By the way, though, if they ever make Forrest Gump the musical, I'd watch the shit out of that.
However, though, what's a better soundtrack? Forrest Gump or Lion King?
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Soundtrack for Gump definitely had a better soundtrack, but
actually, yeah, now I think about it.
And
the musical view fucking sad as shit.
It would be. Kidder says she's picked the Lion King because it's black. however, though, by 56 of the total votes, percent of the total votes, Forrest Gump wins.
All right. No, but you know the trap remix of Run, Forrest, Run would be fire. So,
I'm
telling you. Think about it, though. Run, Forrest, Run. I'm telling you, man. I need it now. I thought about it. I'm about to think that into existence. Forrest Gump the musical. Come on, y'all.
All right. Well, Forrest Gump made it to the finals. The Lion King will go into the third place game.
Oh, what?
Wait, Forrest Gump beat Lion King?
Forrest Gump beat the Lion King.
Damn, Josh, I didn't think that was going to happen. Shit.
All right. Josh, what's a better movie? Pulp Fiction or Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank.
CJ.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I'm sorry. Kenji got my mind working. I'm thinking of...
About Rough Forest Run, huh?
No, I'm thinking when we update the black movies bracket, add Lion King.
I mean, it's a black movie.
All right, CJ, Pulp Fiction or Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank.
Casey, I already know your answer, but go ahead.
Yeah, you're out of your damn mind if you think I'm voting freaking Pulp Fiction over Shawshank.
So, right. Normally I don't vote in these because I already know the answers. But for me, I'll pick Pulp Fiction. You damn right. I think Pulp Fiction is a better movie than Shawshank.
What?
No. Man, you want all this fucking smoke too?
How? You damn right. Everything I say, I'm willing to back up my words, hands down. However, though, on Twitter, this is a 50-50 split.
Damn.
And apparently, I'm crazy.
Yep. Agreed.
On Twitter, this is a 50-50 split. But Shawshank did win by 64% of the total votes.
Right. Damn right.
So let's do the third place game first. All right.
All right.
We all will get a vote for the third place game. I'm going to ask Casey first. Casey, what should be the third place game? Your third place winner. Is it number 20, The Lion King, 1994? Or number 25, Pulp Fiction, 1995? 1994, shit, sorry.
Lion King.
All right, CJ.
What was the other one? Lion King, what else?
Versus
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, Lion King.
Josh.
I'm going to go with the Lion King.
And the clean sweep, because I'm going Lion King. You're right. Yep. You're damn right. I said Pulp Fiction better than Shawshank. I damn sure think the Lion King's better than Shawshank.
So, Lion King should be number one this whole thing.
So, yeah. But it was a clean sweep that Lion King number three, Pulp Fiction number four, but it's not about third. This is about the best. Fellas, I want to thank you for coming on for this ride. I do want to thank Amanda and Kendra for being in the chat for this. But we need to find out what's the number one varsity middle 90s movie. All right. We have number 20.
Oh, I'm sorry. Comment.
Aiken.
Yep. For some bacon. Yep.
However, people hate this. Hate when I say this. I'm gonna say it anyway. The soundtrack for the live action Lion King is better than the original.
Ooh,
it is.
They always upgrade the live action versions, though.
I mean, you ain't wrong. You ain't wrong at all.
Akuma Matata. If you listen to Akuma Matata original and excuse me, the live action, The live action version is so fucking better for that one. And I love Akuma Matata's. I do. Anyway, like I said before, we're going to the finals. We got number 28, Shawshank Redemption, 1994. Number 93, Forrest Gump, 1994. Josh, what's the better movie?
Forrest Gump.
CJ, what's a better movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
Casey, what's a better movie?
What are you doing, man? Oh,
he said for the live action version, Mufasa deserved to die.
Oh, damn it. Congrats.
God damn it.
That's
hilarious.
All right, that's got to be Kendra. That just sounds something she would say.
Definitely Kendra. All right. Anyway, Jeff McForest Gump, CJ Shawshank Redemption, Casey.
Shawshank.
And I think Forrest Gump is better than Shawshank. God of truth, out of the four, Shawshank's number four for me. Out of four. And I rank these four.
Wow.
Just personally. It will go Forrest Gump, Lion King, Pulp Fiction, Shawshank to me. However, though, apparently I'm wrong because Shawshank wins by 55% of the total votes. So the number one number one varsity movie of the 90s, middle 90s, is Shawshank. Number two is Forrest Gump. Number three is The Lion King. Number four is Pulp Fiction. Now, before I ask like how y'all feel about this, got a question for you. Is 1994 the best year for movies?
I'd put it in my top five.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No,
there's a couple years in the 80s where
comedy. Yeah, no, the 80s was better for comedies in general. But for like movies in general, yeah, I think 94 is killing it.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Casey. It's up there. It's in my top five, maybe even the top three. But I have to really look at the data before I commit to saying it's the best.
So, I'm going to ask what's Sons of Lamb on his bracket. Sons of Lamb is a next
early movie, 90s.
Early 90s movie. So, and then she says 1984 is better than 1994 in movies.
1984 is up there. I won't say if it's ahead of 94 or not, but 84 is in the top three, top five, somewhere in there.
Wait, if 84 is up there and 94 is up there, I wonder if 2004 is up there too. It'd be kind of interesting to look at all the decades, years.
Every decade,
there's any kind of correlation.
So
IMDb, I don't have that much free time on my hands.
IMDb has a database, though. You can actually put the dates you want, actually the date you want on there, and it gives you, like, you can get the range. So you want all the whole decade. That's how I do my brackets. So
I might have to check that out.
You can do it. I'll send you the website.
Okay.
All right.
If it's true, though, we gotta get going because 2024 hasn't been that great in the movies yet. So,
I mean, it just started.
It did. True.
And there's a whole bunch of shit coming out this summer too.
Absolutely, no year in 2000 is the best in the best character. So Kendrick wants smoke because he's coming at me. I said, and I'm willing to back this up. I said that the 2000 movies are better than the 80s movies.
Oh, you said that?
And
oh.
I said that 2000 movies could be better than 90 movie if I really think about it. 2000 movies had some good fucking movies. So yes, I'm willing to get to receive all smoke.
All fucking smoke. Man, that is a bold ass statement though, like for real.
It really is. 100% is.
Yeah, 90s has had some heavy hitters. I mean,
she keep going back to the worst movies like Shallow Hal.
Oh no. And wait, come on now.
Yeah, she could go to the worst. Oh.
Come on, you go ride with this man. You go ride with this man. Ride with some good ones.
No.
Bring top tier.
She's just letting me know she's going to keep hitting the worst movies in the 2000s.
I mean, looking at that list, man, 2004 has some hits, man. So there might be something to that.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah, every decade, they just put out a bunch of hits.
I mean, just in comedy alone, we had Dodgeball, Eurotrip, Anchorman, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Okay. Okay, that's just how it went.
Right, dude? Right, that's what I'm saying. National Treasure.
All right, so anyways, if you go to IMDb Advanced Title Search, I'm gonna send it to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
Actually, because she's coming at my neck right now. we're showing this whole, so 2000. That's 2000 to 2009, right? 2009. Let's go off the list. We got The Dark Knight.
Oh, right.
Dark Knight, right? All right. Yeah. So we got The Notebook. People love The Notebook, but I personally don't. Notebook. Now I'm going to go off the top 10 movies they got right now. Notebook, Mean Girls. For your nerds, the Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter series.
Oh,
and,
oh yeah, both series, yeah.
And Devil Wear Prada.
All right, bro. Casey's gotta go.
All right, see you, Casey.
So I'm saying,
Hey, there's only one way to solve this. We need to do a versus style. You pick your top five. She picks her top five from both time frames, and y'all verse it on an episode.
I'm willing to do so. I want to do so in every category. Even for you, Josh, for fucked up
music. He's in every category. Wow.
I want to do so every category. Even for Josh, fucked up movies. Because there's no other fucked up movie outside maybe Kids in the 90s that fucked up movie than Working for a Dream.
All right. Well, the gauntlet's been thrown. Kendra, if you want that smoke, because DeAndre said he wants that smoke, let's make it happen, y'all.
And then Amanda Casey or Harvey can pick the 80s, and I want all the fucking smoke. I want all smoke. For action.
Wouldn't Harvey pick in the 70s?
No, he can pick the 80s. But for action, No Country for Old Men.
That's a good ass movie.
I want for drama, the Departed. I want all the fucking smoke. Kendra says Harvey gets next in 1930s.
Damn, that's cold blooded right there.
All right, let's say goodbye. Start with CJ.
All right. Hey, this is your boy CJ. You can find me here every week on Mass Bands Presents Bracket Reviews, as well as every month on Season to Season. And we will be coming out with a new episode next week of Two Fantastic Journeys. Now, after this, I am going to go get some sleep because I was up all night working. All right.
Hey, what up, everybody? It's your boy J-Time, and like CJ said, you can find me also on here every Friday doing these bracket reviews, which I really enjoy, even though I didn't really like the top four. The Lion King should have been on top, but you know what? Hey, that's why this is so entertaining. You can also find me every other Saturday doing Toontastic Journeys with CJ. Looking forward to our next episode, which drops not this Saturday, but the next one, where we'll be doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. As much as I want to sing the song, I can't because copyright stuff. Also find me Season to Season and guest on other podcasts throughout the week.
So, my name is Dan Robson, and I got a pee, so I'm going to keep just fast. We probably won't be doing Season to Season episode next week, so it probably won't be a bracket review next week. Hopefully we do the season, because I'm almost done the show we need to watch, so hopefully the season is season. With that being said, if you ever want to do one of these brackets, I'm all for it. Please come on. However, though, you'll do a bracket that I already did, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are bitch to make. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.
You got that. I got a pee wiggle.